Hey, thanks for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to discuss some positive economic trends.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've got some good news amongst all this chaos and confusion of where we stand as a country. Our spending is not down as far as we thought, and it's not because people are spending their stimulus money necessarily into further debt. It's really some good use of funds, and I'm impressed in how we are all hunkering down in a way that we can have some endurance.
Well, and it's interesting because we do have statistics on how the stimulus checks were spent or used by the individuals or the entities that had received them.
That's right. What did they do with the stimulus check when they received them? And we've got that 35% paid down debt. So they were concerned about long-term hold, which is smart, and they paid down their consumer debt. Yep. Pretty smart move there.
Yeah, absolutely. 29% spent the money, which, you know, if you have to, you have to. That's the way it is.
That's right. 36% the balance saved the money. So they're
That's amazing right there. Yeah, that is absolutely impressive. That means that we have learned a number of things from past recessions. We have learned that if you bury your head in the sand, you will starve to death in that particular position, which is unfortunate and unusual, but that's what can happen if you just say, oh, it'll get better.
Well, what a great percentage of smart use of funds. That's 65% of thinking it through and looking towards the future. Or no, that's actually more than that. That's 74% of such use. So good for them. Let's talk about the credit scores. And during this time, from April 2019 until July 2020, the credit scores actually rose during this time.
And this is a gauge by three national credit repositories that identify how risky are you in the eyes of a lender. It's an interesting, if you don't know your FICO score, it would be good to look it up. And there are some free resources available to you to do that. Know what your FICO score is. Know how a lender looks at you in a numeric representation.
Now, it's not stormed upward. It's from 2019, it was at 706, and July 2020, it's at 711. So it's creeping up as a trend, according to the Wall Street Journal.
Well, at least it's not 600 or 500. You're in the 500s. You're not probably going to see any money loaned by anybody to you.
And you're wound pretty tight each month for your finances. So this is a good trend we see. Positive information about how we're reacting to the circumstance. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.